Sonic Erotica.
Hyperballad back and badder than ever, or something. This particular story is about a delirious but rather spectacular masturbation session I traversed from the confines of my tent at a huge music festival I went to earlier this year. Ever heard of Rainbow Serpent Festival? Then you know precisely the delicious sensation overload I was riding. And if not, really, the name says it all. We pick up the thread as I make my way from an epic dance floor workout back to our humble tent. This is Girl with Kaleidoscope Eyes. The sun is just coming up, exhausted and sore from dancing my ass off for many hours. We head to the tent for some rest. Back at the tent, my guy kind of bombs out. We're barely fully undressed and we're kind of fooling around. Half exhausted, somewhat clumsy touches and strokes all over each other's bodies. I crawl on top. For about 5 minutes, we have this sort of erratic burst of thrusting. Everything feels extremely pleasurable, but we're pretty much humping and bumping with our eyes almost closed. We slide apart, and within about 2 minutes, there is snoring coming from my right. I'm on the edge of sleep, but I can't sink under because all the blood in my body is pulsing inside my vagina. I fumble into my toiletry bag, pull out my bullet vibe, and search frantically for something to penetrate myself with. I want it to be something big and smooth. My deodorant bottle. Bingo. My perception of time past has significantly altered when I'm engaging in sexual activity. But I felt like this session went for quite some time. The sun was fully up and I was acutely aware of all the tents and people all around me, most of whom were my friends. We all camped together at the festival. And I thought that they somehow wouldn't appreciate the sound of me getting myself off in the middle of their morning. Trying to be quiet when inebriated, half asleep, totally physically exhausted but aroused as fuck and in the throes of an incredibly intense sensory sexual experience is quite difficult. I think I succeeded. I certainly hope I did. Well, no one said anything to me about moaning, groaning, gasping, and or buzzing or wet noises coming from our tent. For who knows how long, I slid the bullet vibe up and down my clit and fucked myself with my deodorant bottle. To say this felt fucking awesome would be such a gross understatement. I can't find adequate words to describe the sensation I was experiencing. I was delirious with pleasure and it just rolled out of me, wave after wave. The entire wank felt as good as a climax, except I could fully control it and didn't orgasm for so very long. When I finally did come, I saw pinpoints of light and my legs spasmed uncontrollably. I could feel my vaginal walls contracting so hard, and it felt as though this beautiful, sexual, sensual, and highly pleasurable violet-coloured energy was rushing out of me, like a tidal wave of orgasm. I promptly fell asleep. And when I woke 4 hours later, I was tangled up in a bullet vibe cord and there was a deodorant bottle digging into my back.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.